We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Would you get married on Friday the 13th?
Who would do this in their right mind? This is insane.
One of our coworkers, actually.
This is insane. I hope she's listening and changes the date because this is a horrible idea. Someone's leg is going
to
fall off.
Actually, I was talking to her at Kids Fest last weekend, and she was talking about they were wedding planning and then dropped that bomb on me and said, Friday the 13th.
Jubbin,
would you or did you, 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Whitney is not about this at all.
No, because I am horribly superstitious about the number 13. And even if you're not like normal days, like let's say you're not really superstitious about it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even then, like, why risk it? Why play with fire?
Well, let me explain, because I was talking to Maura about this, and she was saying that planning this wedding has been so easy because everyone's available. Everyone has the date open.
Yeah.
The venue is easy to book. The caterer is easy to book. You can get the DJ. It's fine. No big deal. And everything's cheaper on Friday the 13th because of the fact that there are people out there like you, Whitney,
of course,
who are like, oh no, it's a date.
Oh God.
Oh, not a date of the year. Oh God, it's a number.
It's terrible. So
what you're telling me is you are going to sacrifice money.
Yeah.
Time.
Yep.
All the effort that goes into planning a wedding.
Yes.
How much easier it is to plan it on the 13th because of a silly superstition.
It's not silly. It is paraskevidekatriaphobia, which is the fear of Friday the 13th, and it is a real phobia.
I know that people have these superstitions, and I can be a little superstitious sometimes as well, but if I'm weighing my options and I know it's going to, I know for a fact it's going to save me hassle and money, I'll roll the dice on that.
So then you must not have as much. You don't clearly have the phobia that I have, because if you really have the phobia, then
are you diagnosed with this phobia?
I have OCD, so yeah, I have real phobias.
Do you have this phobia of Friday the 13th? Has a doctor said to you, you have the phobia of Friday the 13th?
No, but I've talked to my psychiatrist about my fear of the number 13 many a time. No, but seriously, like when you think about the amount of anxiety and like the stress that this would cause, the money is worth it to not do it on the unluckiest day of the year.
Is it really though?
Yes. Yes.
What's one bad thing that has ever happened to you on Friday the 13th? Name me one thing.
Well,
that wasn't just
Apollo
normal.
13.
Oh, Jesus
was
Christ.
Launched. And suffered an oxygen tank explosion on April 13th. It returned safely to Earth. Yeah, details.
How many conspiracy theories do you watch on YouTube?
On Friday, October 13th, 1307, the arrest of the Knights Templar was ordered by Philip the 4th of France. And, they were arrested.
How many weddings do you think have taken place on Friday the 13th since Knights Templar were arrested?
It's going to be the red wedding.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a terrible idea.
Clearly, I'm not going to talk any sense into you.
No.
222-9800. Janice from Rochester, would you get married on Friday the 13th?
Hell yeah, what?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Whitney, would you like to respond?
Why?
I told you why. You save money, everything's open.
No, I'm asking her.
I have, number one, weddings are cheaper on Fridays and Sundays.
Fact.
And Saturday is a known day to have weddings. I would have had a Friday 13th wedding if family could have been there. Most of them were from out of town.
Sure.
I had two of my best friends get married on Friday 13th. Best day of their lives. Barely anything went wrong. And Whitney, I know you're not to the point of getting married yet. I've been married for almost 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Planning a wedding makes a woman want to lose her hair, scream, kill people. So a wedding is already stressful, and if something's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong anyways.
Sure.
I had things go wrong.
Why tempt fate?
All
you know?
Over the place. No, I had things go wrong. Number.
Here's the thing. If you get married on a normal day, the things that go wrong might be like your hairdo's not quite right. If you do it on Friday the 13th, we're talking about like limbs falling off.
No, that's so wrong. That's so inaccurate.
I got my period in my wedding dress.
Oh, oh God.
Okay. See? That talk about a red wedding.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. So tell me. And that wasn't even like, that was the minor thing that went wrong.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God.
How Friday the 13th is going to be so much more worse than what an average bride goes through.
Hold on. Janice, so you said that you have two friends that have been married on Friday the 13th. I assume they're dead because something horrible happened.
No.
What? They're fine? Are their relationships okay?
Not only would I not do it, not only would I not have my wedding on Friday the 13th, I wouldn't even go to this wedding if I were invited.
Unbelievable.
Because hold on, Whitney. Not only that, it was October the 13th.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, God.
And they're fine. God.
For now.
There's no getting through to her. There's no getting through to her.
No,
it's not.
Many people, professionals have tried.
I tried.
You tried. I appreciate your efforts. Janice, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
bye. Laura from Rochester, would you get married on Friday the 13th, or did you?
I absolutely would.
Ugh.
And I have had a bad experience on Friday the 13th. I was at an intersection and a car came through.
Ooh.
And totaled my car. After I was in the hospital, it was a really bad day.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Oh, but man. I feel like I've had more good Fridays the 13th than bad.
Okay.
So I would keep my head up. I would be positive, and I would just go with it. I mean, as a couple, you would make it fun. Right?
Yeah, you're going to be fine. She's going to be fine. Again, we bring this up because one of our coworkers is actually getting married in September, which is the next Friday the 13th. And Whitney says, not only would she not get married, she would not even go to that wedding.
I wouldn't even go.
Would not even go.
Pass.
A red wedding. Good luck to your coworker.
She'll need it.
Oh, God. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Are any of these people swaying you?
Nope. Hard no.
Is there anything that could sway you?
Nope. No, not unless we can go back to 1307 and have a redo on that day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.